Giants lose to the Dallas Cowboys by a score of 24-21, dropping their record to 4-7. How you doing, everybody? I'm Russ Salzberg. Welcome to Giants Post Game Live, presented by here, I should say, on My Nine. My colleagues, as always, joining me, Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. And guys, I said it last week. I thought the Giants had to have this one to get into the playoffs. They didn't. I think it's all but officially over as far as the postseason goes.
Yeah, I mean, you hear a lot of the talks coming out this week. You know, JPP and some guys that had made some, you know, this is their Super Bowl, and some guys that guaranteed victories and things like that. I mean, this is a game that the Giants had to have, and there were a lot of opportunities to be had, and I didn't think I'd see 200 yards rushing, Sean, and the Giants lose this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd see that.
Yeah, Ro, if you would have told me that they were going to rush for 200 yards, I would have said absolutely the New York Giants win. But really what it proved to and amounted to was the fact that the Giants just couldn't get the ball in the end zone. They had to kick field goals. That ended up coming back to haunt them. The Giants' defense played great all the way up until the very end when they couldn't get off the field.
Yeah, I think what it was, what it came down to at the end there, Sean, was them going after Antrell Roll. Every time you have a safety on a wide receiver, yeah, it's a mismatch. The Cowboys saw that. They went to that mismatch over and over again on that fourth quarter drive, and that ended up being the lack of depth that the Giants have in their secondary ended up being the main factor today in why they lost.
Yeah, and Tony Romo, again, you know, they were very poor coming into this game on third down conversions, but right there at the end, he made some big third down conversions. It might be good to know for those who want to keep hope alive that the last team to get into the playoffs when they were a 4-7 team were the 1996 Jacksonville Jaguars, coached by none other than Tom Coughlin. But I just think the situation is very bleak right now because not only are they two games behind the Dallas Cowboys, forget about the Eagles. They're two behind the Dallas Cowboys. They have already lost the tiebreaker with five to play. So, I mean, they need a miracle.
Well, I mean, you know, Roman, you pointed to it. JPP mentioned some stuff. Terrell Thomas mentioned some stuff. This team started to get confident. Maybe they got a little too overconfident. And I don't think we can say the P word, you know, with this team right now, the playoffs, because right now they're just not capitalizing on opportunities, and the penalties hurt them too much today. They weren't able to overcome it. Good teams can overcome them. The Giants are certainly not that right now.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in Victor Cruz today. I thought Victor Cruz might come out and have a much better game, and it just seemed like they were trying to go to Jerrigan a lot. Reuben Randall just wasn't as consistent, but he still had a big game for a young player. But yeah, they need it. When these types of games, you've got to have your big dogs come up big. The running game play did their part, yeah, but the passing game, a lot of throws where there was miscommunications.
Not on the same page.
This late in the season, that's just unacceptable.
I thought that was the biggest thing in the game. It looked like, you know, a lot of people are going to say Eli didn't, you know, come up with a good game, but there was too much miscommunication where, the ball was there and it wasn't where the runner was supposed to, the receiver was supposed to be.
Yeah, I think overall, I think this is a game where you missed Hakeem Nicks's absence from not being in the game, his familiarity with the route combinations and the communications with Eli Manning. As you said, Amani, on the sidelines, there was a play where I guess you said
Jerrigan
shouldn't have ran the out or ran the post, and Cruz didn't do that, and there was some miscommunication there. But, you know, this is a game that the Giants needed to prove that the last four wins weren't a result of bad quarterbacks, weren't a result of, you know, playing poor teams, that the four games that they won leading to this game gave them confidence to go beat a Dallas Cowboy team. And there were opportunities there, but at the end of the day, you didn't make the plays that were needed to win.
And they just made themselves look foolish. I mean, they talked all week. They're guaranteeing victories, like you said, Sean, and now you play against a competent quarterback that in the fourth quarter comes back and Tony Romo and makes some plays. Now what? Now whose fault is that? I'm saying you guys gave them every bit of locker room material and didn't come through. Played a horrible first half.
Yeah, Russ, you pointed to the third downs. You know, I think going into that last drive, the Giants defense had held until 1-7, 1-8 on third down, and then they couldn't come up with a stop at the end. But I look back to the first half. I thought that possession in the second quarter, you know, they had the ball. I think they got a first down, and they were on their own 44-yard line. They get a holding penalty on Beattie, and then I think there was a sack, and then Andre Brown ran out of bounds twice. They had an opportunity there to get some points right right before halftime, and they've struggled to do that all year long. And those first half field goals and not getting points right before the half, I mean, that ended up being their undoing later on in this game. And this team just seems to, they seem to wait till the last minute. All right, hey, now we're going to wait till the fourth quarter to start playing and making plays and try to win the football game. And you just can't do that week in and week out in the NFL.
Well, the last minute has run out. Final score was 24-21. Dallas Cowboys again. Giants fall to 4-7, and the playoff situation, it ain't officially over, but it's looking real, real bleak right now. All right, you are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Stick around, got a lot coming up. We've got to hear from head coach Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning, and many others, so stay right where you are. Back to Giants Post Game Live here on My9. As you know, Giants lose by a score of 24-21 to the Dallas Cowboys, dropping their record to 4-7. Well, one thing we didn't mention, and I think is kudos to them, and especially I got a couple of old linemen with me. I thought Jim Caudle goes down. They didn't miss a beat, the offensive line in particular, with that running game. And really, a lot has to be said about that.
Yeah, I think the when Caudle went down, Sean, you and I talked about it a lot. I mean, they didn't talk about it as much on the field because the running game was going well.
Yeah.
You put Booth at center, and you put Brewer at left guard, who's played some snaps, but look, 30 carries, 202 yards, a 6.7 average.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as
that
much.
That should have been game balls.
Yeah, I mean, that's as much balance as you need offensively, and that's enough to, when you do have to throw the ball, you have a lot of opportunities downfield, which wasn't the case.
Yeah, and Kevin Booth did a great job. And you know, the good thing for the Giants is Kevin Booth has played center earlier this year with Boss being hurt.
Right.
And then Cordell missed some time, too. So that was a luxury that they had, sliding Booth over to center. And, you know, we saw the all the snaps were good.
Good, hard-fought divisional game. Came down to the last couple of seconds. Thought we played hard. We didn't make as many plays as we would hope. You know, we battled back in the second half. And, of course, got the ball in the end zone, got the two-point play, let them out of the hole a couple of times, rose up and got the ball for the offense a couple of times, which was the only way that we were going to be in have any kind of field position. Very disappointing. Players, you know, played hard, wanted to win very badly. You know, we were down in the green zone a couple times in the first half, came away with field goals. You always hold that in the back of your mind. Is that going to come back to haunt you? Obviously, it did. We rushed the ball very well tonight. We didn't particularly throw the ball or have much yardage as much as we would have thought with the passing game. You know, our defense, I think, was like one. They had one third down right until that last drive, and then, boy, we had them in outstanding position there a couple of times, third and 10. Even the last one, third and 10, there would have been, that's not a gimme field goal, no, not on a night like this with the ball as hard as the ball is. So both teams played hard. We felt like we obviously had a chance and should have won, but we didn't. So credit where credit is due, and back to work.
You've been in a lot of positions over the years where you were down by touchdown or two, and Eli kind of calmly led them back, led you guys back. At that point, you get the first touch, and you think the second touch, you think he's doing it again, and you feel pretty comfortable with that?
Yeah, but you knew that something had to happen right away for us to get the ball back again, and we just weren't able to do that at that time. But as far as his ability to take us down and put the ball in the end zone and win the game, yeah, no question. We all felt that was going to happen.
Coach, given the success you had running the ball, you had an equal number of attempts to pass 30 each. Were you tempted at all to run the ball a little bit more given?
No, we're a balanced team. We play for balance. You know, we had a good mixture. We felt like, some of our play action type things, which should have been good, weren't quite as good as we had hoped they would be. But no, I don't feel. I mean, we're down in the green zone. We rushed the ball. That's where we kind of we had an error and a lost yardage on one. So, you know, you're doing all you can there. Eli made a nice play late in the game here to hit Murphy with that touchdown and showed his little bit of maneuverability there. No, I don't feel that at all.
So are you willing or able yet to figure out the implications? You know, you talked about keeping the dream alive and the fourth week, you know, what this means.
No, we have a five-game schedule left. Every game is critical. We want to prepare and work as hard as we possibly can, stay together, try to win football games. That's, you know, we lost a game. We're all excited about having a chance to win, but it's gone. We got five games to play. Let's go win five games, and let's give ourselves a chance to hold our heads up high.
Do you think they're all close to playing today?
He didn't practice all week. So we made the decision not to play him.
Tom, how much did a loss of Ryan down the stretch?
Yeah, that was, you know, he tried to go. You know, he had a reoccurrence of a groin strain, and he tried to go back out and go. Naturally, it wasn't what we expected, but it did hurt us because you see the shuffling around that had to take place to get the proper alignment to try to defend their 3 and 4 wide passing game.
On the things you're playing, do you think it's more progress in the stuff? Can you just tell us what you saw?
On the Victor play.
Oh,
jeez. You know, I don't know how, what the officials. There was four of them battling one guy, and he's up in the air, and he's still spinning. I mean, I can't. I think you could look at it either way. We know that we started the year out knowing full well that the officials were going to blow the whistle. You know, this season, every play. So you hope that the whistle should blow. For them to have a touchdown on a play like that is just unbelievable.
Coach, you threw a red flag. What were you looking to do there on the roughing?
I wanted an explanation for the spot of the ball. I mean, we had all these things going on, and all of a sudden the ball was right where, you know, it didn't look as if there was anything being. So we thought the ball was too far forward, and I wanted a explanation. And I didn't have any other way to get it done. Unfortunately, it was not challengeable. They let me have it back.
Coach, What's your message to the team after such a...
Just what I said. Exactly what I just said. Five games to go. You know, we've battled back in this position. We won four in a row. You know, we had a setback today. We have five games to play. One game at a time. Let's prepare as hard as we can and go win a game.
You had 11 penalties, I believe. Three play hits.
Yeah.
What's the intensity of the game? What are you referring to?
I would say that the one thing that I think we can learn from this is the bigger the game, the more you have to kind of control yourself, more poise. You know, there wasn't any question we were frustrated with some of those fouls. There wasn't any question that occurred. But you still have to, even when things go against you, you got to find a way to settle down, play the next play. And, you know, we lost it a couple of times, and it cost us.
Two of those were on Q&A.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to talk to him.
I did talk to him. You know, he knows it as soon as it's over. But you got to control yourself. When it happens, it's hard for people to walk away. It's always a retaliation deal, and the guy that retaliates always gets caught. It's as old as football.
You see this late in the season, there were a couple of plays where Randall looked like he was running the clock, yeah, thrown out. You're going to cut short there. Are you surprised is that the receivers are still not in the lines on the same page? In terms of limited timing.
You got one play or two plays out of 62. Guys that haven't started before, haven't played that much. Yeah, I don't want it to happen, but does it happen? Yeah, that happens. Take a look at when their quarterback runs downfield and yells and screams at one of their receivers. It happens.
Okay. All right, locker room's open.
Obviously, a disappointed head coach, Tom Coughlin, and understandably so. I just thought... when they needed to make the big plays, Amani, they just didn't make them. And let me ask you a question. You're the receiver. What did you see on that play to Victor Cruz that went for a touchdown the other way?
Well, I definitely thought that the ball should have been whistled dead. But one thing that Coach Coughlin said was he's talking about the balance of the team. They had 30 rushes and they had 30 passes today. You don't have balance just for the sake of having balance. Obviously, the advantage for the Giants tonight was to run the football. They should have ran the football 50 times and maybe passed it 20, because that was where the Giants were overmatched the Cowboys, and that's where I was a little disappointed in the play calling.
Well, as we said earlier, if somebody would have told any one of us, Andre Brown, 21 carries, 127, Jacobs, 9 for 75, and the Giants lose the game, I'd be shocked. With those numbers, I am shocked. All right. A lot more coming up. You are watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. I'm Russ Salzberg, along with my colleagues Roman Olden, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. Stay right where you are. Eli Manning and a whole lot more coming up.
that it could have been any more dramatic than this to come down to a last-second field goal. What happened on that last drive?
You know what? We just didn't make the plays that we usually do. We let it come down to the fourth quarter. We've been a team that haven't done that the last couple of games, and we just didn't finish. You know, it's a tough loss. We had our chances, but the better team won today.
And once again, climbing uphill, I thought was another big problem for this team.
Yeah, you know what? We shot ourselves in the foot early on. We fought back like we usually do. We had our chances, like I said, man, but we just came a little bit short. We had a lot of third downs that we didn't make. You know, Antrell usually makes those plays, so there's no finger pointing. You know, we lost this as a team, and we'll regroup. Hopefully, we get a little lucky towards the end, and we'll keep winning.
Joel Thomas, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Brandon, that was certainly one of the most unique touchdowns you probably ever scored in your career, making the diving catch, and then nobody touched you.
Yeah. You know, we worked on that all week, and I got pretty fortunate that no one touched me, and you know, I got up and scored.
When did you know that no one had made the play on you, that you could have a live ball and get it in?
I felt that nobody touched me, so I just got up.
All right. Disappointing loss, of course. I wish you probably are saying that you had the ball at the end of the game instead of having them have it, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we felt like we could move the ball up and down, but, you know, it was unfortunate. You know, everybody fought hard, and, you know, just for it to end like that, it's very unfortunate.
And then finally, the wind and the cold. How much of a factor was that in the game?
You know, it wasn't a big factor at all, you know. Can't make it an excuse, you know. We just got to go out and make plays.
Brandon, thank you. Okay, guys, back to you.
All right. Well, again, 24-21, Dallas, the final. Giants fall to 4-7. It is an uphill battle. One of the things head coach Tom Coughlin brought up was the penalties. And, you know, Mathias Kiwanuka getting called for unsportsmanlike is one thing, but I thought he got jobbed on that roughing when they recovered a fumble at the other end of a pass play. That's where I think the officiating for both sides just doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, that was a questionable call.
There's been too many of them in the NFL this season.
Yeah, it looked a lot like the one that Ahmad Brooks had on Drew Brees, where he made contact and it kind of went up to the face mask. The foul on Kiwanuka, the unnecessary roughness, you can't have that. Antrell Roll, captain of the defense, has a personal foul hitting Marco Murray out of bounds. You know, I thought the Giants just hurt themselves at inopportune times. You know, you mentioned the fact that there was that turnover, and then, you know, that was defensive penalties, and then offensively, third and one, short yardage, and you can't convert. You can't keep the play alive. That was after the Will Hill fumble that he had caused, and they got the ball back. You know, it's just, you know, they're not playing complementary football. They're not helping each other out.
And with this running that we were talking about, 127 for Brown, 75 for Jacobs, with that running game, they still, I believe you had said they were only 3 of 12 on third down conversions.
Yeah, and also, I mean, going back to the penalties, I think somewhere along the lines, emotionally, this team got really caught up into the hype of this matchup, because you saw some just unceremonious guys that were, like, out of character. Yeah. Like, Kiwi, the rough in the pasture, you know, that's a physical penalty. But shoving at the end, the Antrell Roll, I mean, there were a couple of those plays where you almost expect the Dallas to have these type of penalties, but not the Giants. So I think emotionally, this team let this game as itself get the best of them. They did treat it like a playoff game emotionally, but the wrong way, they did some things that you just don't see guys doing.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. The red zone efficiency, only 1 for 3, 33%. That's not going to win you many games, especially at home. And especially, usually when you're in the red zone, the hardest thing for opposing teams to stop is the run game. But they were able to stop the run game in the red zone, but not in the regular rest of the field. It was a strange way the whole thing, the way the game twisted, shook out.
And we're not just talking about the red zone from 20 in. We're talking about the red zone from 10 yards
to go. Yeah,
that's a killer situation.
You know, Russ, for the third downs, you know, when you look at how well the Giants were able to run the football on first and on second downs and then third and shorts, I thought there was a number of third and threes where you saw them take a deep shot. Third and three, third and five. You know, instead of getting the first down and moving the chains, you're taking a deep shot, going for the home run. I understand that. Go. Be aggressive on first down or on second down when you have a chance to come back and get the first down. But on a windy day like that, I thought it was more important to move the chains, keep the drive going, and get the first down instead of taking the shot. They did that way too many times today.
And on those fourth downs, the two fourth downs that they missed, one, they didn't go for it because the field goal would have been too long, and you put Dallas the ball, you know, at the 42-yard line. But the first fourth down conversion, fourth and three, I thought a run could have worked in that circumstance, or something a little bit shorter, something that was more maybe a high percentage play. And that's when, as you said, the running game was going so well that there are a lot of things that they could have done offensively in the running game, especially when you go for it on fourth down.
Especially on some of those third downs, they had these bunch formations where they had everybody close to the line of scrimmage, close to the center. What they needed to do was keep just run a regular formation, because the Cowboys couldn't stop you. They couldn't stop the Giants running the football. They didn't need to get cute. Yeah. They didn't need to have all these weird exotic formations. Just line them up on the outside, two receivers, two backs, and then let's play football. And that's the way the Giants were killing them today, but all of a sudden they just wanted to get too intricate, too cute, and this is what happens. You lose on third downs.
They clearly missed Akeem Nicks today.
I mean, without question.
He doesn't have a touchdown yet this season. I understand that, but not having him in the play-action pass, they were lost, and the Cowboys took that passing game away from them.
And it looked like there was a lot of disconnection and miscommunication from quarterback to the receivers indeed. All right. Folks, remember, you got to go to Adorama.com/Giants. You want to win yourself a Carson EOS Rebel T3 Digital SLR camera. Sounds like something out of a playbook. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. All right? You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay right where you are. The quarterback, Eli Manning, he's coming up.
That's disappointing. Early on in the game, had some opportunities to get touchdowns and to get a lead or keep the game close, and obviously didn't execute well enough down there. Had a couple of plays went backwards, which is always tough, and it makes it more difficult to score. We got third and goal from the 10. So we got to do better down there to get touchdowns and not settle for field goals.
You know, guys won a great one roll. Obviously, this is a huge game. But you're still in it with the
You know, I think obviously, I mean, our mindset's we got to win five. We got five games left. We got to win every one. That's the only way that would possibly give us a chance. And you know, we don't know if that's going to be good enough, but we know that's the only way. And so, you know, again, you can't treat anything differently than what we've been doing the last few weeks, and take it one game at a time. And next week at Washington, another big one in a division. And you know, we got to go into there and find a way to win.
You've had enough fourth quarter comebacks in your career. You know what it feels like when you sort of get on that late run. Did it feel the same this time? Did you feel it near the end? You're starting to regain some control.
Yeah. I mean, I was proud of the way we responded. You know, late in the game, and you know, when we needed to get some touchdowns, and we did. You know, hit Brandon Myers on a big fourth down conversion, he scores, and then obviously late in the game, you know, we know we got to score, hit Victor Cruz on a big third down and over the middle, and then you know, get the touchdown, and then get the 2-point conversions. So you know, proud of the way we responded, and offensively, you know, came up big when we needed to. It just wasn't quite good enough. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely windy, and you know, it wasn't your ideal day to throw the football, but you know, for the most part, I don't think it affected too many passes. No, I mean, I think obviously. You know, I thought we were going to continue to get some drives and get down there again. You know, I think, you know, we had a couple of opportunities. Just you know, the way we ran the ball, we should have been more successful. And we, you know, got there close a few times, had to go for it on fourth down, and came up empty. So, you know, I knew we were driving the ball well. You know, hey, you like to score every time you get close. That's not always going to happen. And you know, we stayed within the game and stayed close, and obviously tied it up at the end. But, you know, just wish you had one more opportunity to go win the football game.
You know, obviously you played with who you have, but McKean's made a lot of big plays for you guys. How much do you see today?
Yeah, obviously, yeah. Hakeem's one of our star players, and you know, you like to have all your guys out there, but you know, hopefully we can get him back healthy, and so he can help us down this stretch. But you know, I thought the receivers and guys did well, and Reuben Randall and Victor, and you know, Brandon Myers. We got Jernigan involved. We got Lewis Murphy a touchdown. So I thought all those guys stepped up, and made some plays for us.
Were you surprised that Hakeem didn't play, or did you kind of know that Jernigan?
You know, I didn't know. Obviously, he didn't practice all week, you know, for the most part. And so, you know, got a few plays in. But for the most part, he did not practice and didn't practice much on Friday. So, you know, I didn't know what the circumstances were. And so usually if you don't practice very much, there's a good chance you're not going to play.
Eli, your history in big games, when you make a play like you did on the escape and throw it perfectly, that everyone in the house feels like you're going to win this game now. Have that feeling?
Yeah, you know, I had the feeling, hey, we tied it up, we had some momentum going, and you know, our defense played outstanding all day. You're hoping, you know, they're going to get a stop or a turnover or make a big play, and you know, very close to number ones. But you know Dallas's offense, Tony and their offense did a good job making some big third down conversions, and obviously having a late drive to kick a game winning field goal.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning. Eli said one thing about they were making big plays when they had to, but one time when they didn't, and you brought it up earlier, the defense, which was, you know, tough all day, did not. I think Tony Romo, got to give him credit. He got the ball with 4 and change yeah. left, and Giants yeah. never got it back.
Yeah, two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And throughout their careers at leading their teams back in the fourth quarter. Eli said it. He did a great job. They let him back. The 3rd and 8, Victor Cruz gets the first down. Then they get the 2-point conversion on a simple run pass alert. But then Tony Romo gets the ball with 4 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. Giants never got the ball back. That was what won the game for the Cowboys. And Eli said it in his presser right there. He thought he was going to get one more shot. He thought for sure the defense would stop him and get the ball back. They'd have one more chance to win the game.
And I think we all thought they'd get one more shot. They were winning the game.
Yeah, and I think, Russ, you were asking me, you know, just the mindset of a pro athlete, you know, going into this stretch of the season. You know, we've all been at different, you know, bad seasons on different teams, but you know, this team got to this point because of an 0-6 start, and it's really been an uphill battle. Hopefully they were a step closer to being 500, but now they're not. And with five games to go, You really have to try to salvage this season somewhat with an understanding that you may not go to the playoffs at the end, but you want to finish strong. Short season, you don't know what else is going to go on in the league, but you almost had to win the division to make the playoffs, and that probably won't happen.
Amani, as a professional athlete, you know, if the Giants end up 8-8, that means they went 8-2 their last 10 games, but that's not going to be good enough, you know, not now. How do you deal with that as a professional, because the goal is still getting to the big show?
Well, the big show might not be, you know, in your grasp right now. The fact that, you know, you're not going to win the division with your two games behind the Cowboys, three games behind the Cowboys because of the head-to-head matchups. And then now you just got to just work on just playing well just for the sake of playing well, because, you know, you never know who's going to be gone. You know, most guys on this team are on one-year play-in contracts, so they need to play better for their careers, to further their careers. So now it goes from the team goals to the individual goals of just making sure that they stay in the NFL next year.
Well, I'll tell you, two guys who certainly made cases for the future was one, Andre Brown, and the other one, quite frankly, who didn't start the season as a Giant, was Brandon Jacobs. But we'll talk about that after the break. Right now, you got to remember, folks, you're watching Giants Post Game Live, brought to you by The Children's Place, the official kids fashion partner of the New York Giants. Once again, not a happy ending for Big Blue today. Cowboys win by a score of 24-21, dropping the Giants to 4-7. Stay right where we are. Giants Post Game Live is coming back with much more. Welcome back to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Right back to MetLife Stadium we go, where Paul Dottino is standing by live with Prince Amukamara.
Thank you so much, Russ. And Prince, I have to ask you about the frustration of a solid defensive effort throughout the day and then Tony Romo executing the game-winning field goal drive in the final couple of moments. I'm sure it's like a dagger in the heart. Can you describe what it was that happened that allowed him to get himself down the field in position to win it?
We knew that Tony Romo wanted it to come down to a two-minute game, and we saw him film that he's good at that. And the last drive, he just kept connecting with Dez Bryant, and that last third and I think 11, I thought for sure we were going to get off, but we didn't execute. So I think that's what. Not saying that the game came down to that final play, but at that moment, that was the most important play, and we just didn't make a play.
You know, sloppiness once again with, I think it was 11 penalties. We've talked about that earlier tonight with the crowd here. Plus, the Giants offensively had that turnover that led to a score. So many of these little things that kind of put you guys deep in a hole, almost like, again, you shot yourselves in the foot. That's got to kill you.
For sure. We wanted this game so bad. I don't know if our emotions were too high for this game, but we knew coming into this game that it was going to be a big game, and we wanted it so bad. I don't know if guys were just too excited or just I don't think it's possible to play too hard, but guys just wanted it so bad, and I think when you play hard and play fast, you do make those kind of mistakes. But like in the past, earlier in the season when we were going 0-6, I mean, that's what was happening. We had a lot of penalties, and we kept turning over the ball, and we didn't get a lot of turnovers. But Coach Coughlin always talks about how the team with the most turnovers win, and the team that doesn't turn over the ball usually wins, and that wasn't the case this game.
You know, Dez Bryant was really shut down in the first game. I thought today you guys mixed up coverages a lot. A lot of different people had him during the course of the game. Then after Tremaine McBride went out, then again, you had different guys on him all game, and yet he really stepped up and showed what a superstar he was. He killed you guys today, especially on that final drive.
He did come up big for them on that final drive, and I mean, Tony Romo and him had a great connection, and like, we just didn't make plays, like I said, and we have to make plays in that situation.
Prince Amukamara, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, well, there you have Prince Amukamara with Paul Dottino, and at this juncture, we were talking about it before, is picking up the pieces. You got to be professional and move forward, and as a pro, it ain't over till it's over. So, listen, what got him out of 0-6 was one game at a time. Now they got to go back to one game at a time.
Yeah, well, and this was, again, I said this earlier, but this is a game that they had to have. And you can even hear in Prince Amukamara's voice just how sad and emotional he sounded. He's just devastated. I mean, he's worked as hard as anybody on this defense, and he's had a great season. But when those plays needed to be made, and as a corner, I mean, Dez Bryant and guys like that, that's who you measure yourself against. How do you do against a guy like Dez Bryant? And unfortunately came up short. And Paul Dottino actually mentioned that there were a lot of different guys that were responsible for Dez Bryant. You know, they played a lot of zone and weren't really didn't really stick one guy on him the entire game. So, you know, maybe at the end that killed this defense. I just remember the one specific drive, third quarter, 10 plays, I think 65 yards, and Tony Romo's second touchdown to Jason Witten. I think that really demoralized that defense, just getting physically beat up and down the field and then giving up a touchdown to one of the best tight ends in the game.
Yeah, the Giants, the reason why they were able to dig themselves out of that 0-6 hole was because the defense kept the other offenses out of the end zone. I think they had given up two touchdowns in 16 quarters coming into this game.
Right.
They could not keep the Cowboys out. You mentioned Jason Witten. Listen, we saw Paul Dottino said that Dez Bryant killed him. No, Dez Bryant didn't kill the Giants. Jason Witten did, because in the red zone, we know who Tony Romo's going to. He's going to Jason Witten, and he was right there. They had a chance. They had two or three guys around him on the second touchdown, and they could not stop them in the red zone.
Now, red zone was a bad situation, both when you had the ball and when you didn't have the ball. All right, you're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Once again, Giants fall. That's what we've been talking about all evening, to 4-7, courtesy of a 24-21 loss to the arch-rival Dallas Cowboys, who now are tied for first place with the Philadelphia Eagles at 6-5. Stay right where you are. We got more coming up.
Well, thanks, guys. And James, the one thing that you guys did really well today, and I think if I told you this morning that you'd run for almost 200 yards, you probably would have felt pretty good about winning the game. Why did it not happen for you? And at the same time, why was the running game just so incredibly effective?
You know what? I think our running game has gotten better. The past few weeks definitely has been it's kind of been a point of emphasis for us as an O-line is to run the ball better, control time of possession. And, I mean, I think what really hurt us was, one, the turnovers early, and then we had some key penalties. And then there were a few situations where we tried to go for it on fourth down, then we tried a third and one, and we couldn't get it. So there are a few things. There are a few things that added to that, you know.
You had a tough spot, and we've talked about this so many times with this offensive line being shuffled. It seems like a billion times over the last couple of years. Kevin Booth had to go in the center when Cordell went out. You came in to play left guard. Can you describe to the folks what that's like to be next man up and to know that on any given snap you may be called upon to get in there and have to play?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what Flats, that's kind of his thing for all the young guys now.
Coach Flaherty's the offensive line coach, folks.
Yeah, you know, so when guys come in, it's not just, you know, so say, for example, I played right tackle only in college, but when I got there, he moved me over to left tackle, then he had me do right tackle, then right guard during the off season. Last year, I played some right guard during the end of the season when Snead was a little banged up and stuff. So basically, the more you can do, you know, is kind of his coaching mentality. So for me, when you have to be the next guy up, you know, I'm always watching it. You know, if a guy gets up kind of slow, I'm kind of, you know, so, I mean, but that's, he coaches us that way. And so I was always prepared to go in.
All right. Could you tell us?
All right. That was Paul Dottino with James Brewer. You know, one of the things we were talking about earlier, you know, how good the offensive line, you know, played today, especially with a running game after Cordell went down. That seems, Amani, you and I have watched the past few years, been a hallmark of the team because they've had injuries and different pieces of the puzzle, and they really haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, the offensive line of the Giants has always been, the best part has been the whole, the group. And then, you know, you keep switching different players in. It's you never know if that iteration of that line is going to really work out well together, and they have been, luckily, because they have some players, they've been able to keep some players around and develop them under Coach Flats has been able to develop them, and I think that's one of the reasons why they have been successful through the injuries, and in this case, they've even gotten better this year towards the end of the year when a lot of these guys that were in originally starting didn't perform well and got injured.
Well, everybody's going to be tested down a stretch now because with five games to go, there is literally zero room for any kind of error. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Stay with us. We're coming back.
disappointed. You know, obviously, I thought we played decent, but not as well as we had been the last 4 weeks. We had opportunity there to, you know, win the football game. Didn't happen for us, but the effort was good, and you know, we just didn't execute today as much, as good as we have in previous weeks. You know, Romo, I thought did a good job that last drive of getting the ball out of his hands a little quicker. You know, we was trying to play coverage a little there, especially on some of those third downs. They made some great throws and great catches to prolong some drives there. But, you know, I don't think we did anything different. They executed a little better than we did.
Were we almost waiting
for that last drive? Nah. Nah. I mean, Romo's a good quarterback, and he showed it again today. You know, for us, man, we just got to maybe be a little bit more aggressive there and continue to do what we did, you know, maybe the previous, you know, 3 or 4 drives there.
Well, obviously, you heard the way he started, Justin Tuck did, with the word disappointment. Disappointment is the operative word. It is the theme with the Giants after this game, because if you take a look at the NFC East standings, you're going to see that the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Cowboys are tied at 6-5, followed by the Giants at 4-7, and then you go to the Washington Redskins at 3-7. Redskins play tomorrow night against the San Francisco 49ers. So, you know, at this juncture, you know, we know all about the disappointment. You guys said it over and over again. It's just about regrouping and, you know, making the best out of the situation and doing a whole lot of praying. I mean, it is mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, one thing that Justin Tuck said that really struck me as odd is everybody keeps talking about this effort thing. Effort is a given. You're supposed to give great effort. That's what you get paid all the money for. I don't care about your effort. Show me some results on the field. You know, starting out 0-6 and then losing this game, I don't care about the effort.
Well, yeah, I would say this to you, though. Effort should be a given.
It is.
But it not always is a given, because right. There's a lot of guys, and I'm not talking about Giants, but there are a lot of guys, and you played with them and against them, who don't always give
effort. Yeah, but what Toomer's saying is, you know, we shouldn't be complimenting them for giving effort. You're supposed to do that. That's what you get. But really, well, we should.
It's like Chris Rock used to say, you want a cookie?
Yeah. We're not giving out cookies for that. Well, we will give out cookies for execution.
Yes.
So, you know, the effort is there. That's great. Congratulations. But you have to execute if you want to win football games. You get paid to win football games. And if you don't win football games, they'll bring in other people that will.
And then if you don't execute, there's another execution that we're talking about, which goes the opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, going back to just the X's and O's of you know, what's really at stake here, this team started off 0-6 for a reason, and they, you know, went 4-0, and then they lost today. But when things were going well, they did good thing. They ran the ball. They had balance. They minimized the turnovers. They kept teams out of the red zone defensively. That's always been the formula that it takes to win in the National Football League. I mean, I go back to those first 2 weeks. Lose to Dallas, lose the second game, and then going to that Carolina game on Thursday night, I think 0-2.
Yeah, they got spanked.
Carolina wins that game. Look at what happened to Carolina since that game, but look at what happened to the Giants after they lost that game. They continue to spiral. So at some point, you know, leadership or something had to be a catalyst to turn this thing around. It just never happened, because if it does, you get to the point where you're in Dallas and you're winning a game like this in November that's needed.
All right, round the horn. We'll start with Damani real quick. Alive or not alive, Giants?
Dead.
There's a minor pulse. They might need a defibrillator, but there's still a minor pulse there for them.
They'd have to go 5-0, and everyone has to win, including the Knicks and the Nets, to go to the playoffs. And
well, I think that's George Washington.
They're playing for pride right
now. Dead is George Washington.
Right now, I think we need some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Anyway, next game, don't forget, folks, Sunday night, FedEx Field, Landover, Maryland. Giants pay a visit to the Washington Redskins. And as always, then the moment the game ends, you want to flip right over here to my 9 for the official Giants post-game show. I am Russ Salzberg. Thank you, my colleagues, Roman Oben, Sean O'Hara, and Amani Toomer. Tough game for the Giants. They fall to 4-7, but as the fellas are saying, they're professionals. They got to regroup. They'll try to do that next week against the Skins. See you after the game.